Fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, welcome back to it on a Wednesday. Here it is. You know, I just have to, Ivy just has to keep me on the straight and narrow. I was pleasantly surprised, Steve, to hear you say that you're going to be an Albion. I grew up in Albion, Albion High School class of 1959. Happy to hear of a revitalization program. I listen to you on WKMI on my magical Wi-Fi radio every day here in Hesperia, California. Please give a shout-out to classmate Ron Rice, Albion Insurance. Well, there it is, Ron Rice, Albion. Good job. I imagine he would be part of the revitalization crew. I enjoy your program. Keep up the good work, Dave. Thank you, Dave. And we did have an enjoyable time in Albion, no question about that, watching the reclamation of forgotten America, one main street at a time. It's important. A guy that's been on more main streets and more back alleys and in more places in Michigan than you can imagine is my next guest, Ron Rademacher from MichiganBackRoads.com. Ron, welcome back.
Hello, Steve. Didn't I tell you that they were doing a great job down there in Albion?
You did. You're the one that clued me in. You said you got to go look at this.
Yeah, they're on it. And they have a long-term plan. It's not one of these flash-in-the-pan things. So, yeah, glad you had a good time down there.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was an experience. It shows what is possible if people really believe in what they're going to do. And you were right, and I'm glad you sent me that way. Let's get started, though, on some other things here today, Ron. Right at the top of the page here, and this is quite a statement, the best color tour in northern Michigan is available right now. You say it's the best. Do tell.
I say it is the best. Of course, remember, weather is always a factor. If the sun's out, it's even better. But Route C-48, very little known except for those who have been on it. You pick it up at Vanderbilt, which is just north of Gaylord. And if you follow C-48, it will take you all the way across to Boyne Falls, down to East Jordan, and all the way over to Atwood. And I just drove it Sunday. And the colors are absolutely breathtaking. I've been all over the state the last 4 weeks taking color pictures. This thing has always been a great one, and right now it is perfect.
Let me ask you something really, really important. Really important. Are there any microbrews along there?
Last car, I think there were six.
There's
one or two places. If you get thirsty, here's the thing. Here's why the microbrews are important. That was a good question, and I kind of laughed at it. But you need to switch drivers.
Well, I understand that.
See, if the same person is always driving, the person over in the passenger seat is going, ooh, ah, and it's unsafe. So you need to take turns.
Fair enough, right? Or hire somebody just to drive you around, you know.
Oh, man, that would be the way to do it.
What are you doing the next couple of days, Ron? Never mind. Anyhow, we got to keep moving or we're going to get lost here. What's next on the hit parade?
Well, we can talk about the dark skies. I was out this morning at 3 this morning in the dark sky park.
Why?
At Negligon, let me tell you, the meteor shower's going on. Arnold meteor shower's going on. This weekend it will peak. You could almost touch Orion's Belt from where I was. I mean, if you haven't been out in the dark in northern Michigan where there's no light,
mm-hmm.
You just can't. It's almost as good as that old Sears catalog.
There you go. I love the Sears catalog. Yeah, Thank you for listening.
So you got that going on. And then if you want to get indoors, up there in Crystal Falls, you know, there's a very rare pipe organ in the theater there. This is another town. You're going to be hearing more about these people. They're doing the same kind of thing that's going on in Albion. The theater was falling down. Husband and wife bought it. They refurbished this very, very rare organ. And they're going to be doing a recital of Nosferatu. You know, that's Dracula.
Right, so a big pipe organ. So that's really cool.
I mean, if you've never heard it play in a theater that was built to hold an instrument like this, it's like going to one of the old the church cathedrals where they had the huge pipe organs. That's the kind of event it is.
Right. If you also want to see, speaking of theaters and staying inside, you've got a film festival, a first-time offering up in Marquette, do tell.
Yeah, these guys have decided to. They're going to have a film festival this coming weekend, and I'm going to try to get up there. I'll let you know how it goes, but they're focusing. All the films are going to be focused on the outdoor lifestyle and the water-rich environment in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And people are coming from all over the world, apparently, who've made documentary films about what is so unique about the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So I'm looking forward to that one.
All right, that sounds good. You know, another great place. I haven't been here in a while. I've been here several. In fact, I was there running around in the snow once when it was just almost 30 degrees below zero. Actual air was 28 degrees below zero. Drummond Island. I mean, it's been a few years, but good Lord, that place can get a little bit icy, can't it?
It can get extremely icy. In fact, the roads out there, some parts of it are so rough that the Canadian Hummer Clubs come over on the ferry to test their Hummer skills on some of the roads out there. But it, right now it's color. And by the way, I heard from a friend of mine out there who is supposedly sending me a picture of the biggest hen of the woods he's ever found.
Oh, come on.
No, and I want everybody, you know, to remind everybody, go to Michigan Backroads Facebook page. I want to see these pictures of the hen of the woods because Farm Market Freddy says that this is one of the best years he can remember. They're bringing them big ones.
No, they are. Biggest I found so far is 25 pounds. So, you know,
I've done it. Right. Monster.
But I want to see the big ones. All right, let's stay in the north. C-48, tell me about this color tour.
Well, we just did that. I just moved it down here. We started with that. That's C-48.
Gotcha.
It just happens to run right across from Gaylord over to Atwood.
There you go. All right, so we've been there. What else you got for me?
Well, why don't you, if you want to get out some more nighttime stuff, bird lovers, Grass River Nature Area is having another one of their owl prowls.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a matter of going out, getting outside, putting down your phone, and you're going to go out for a 1 mile walk, and they're going to they know where the owls live, and they're going to take you out. They're going to take pictures. You're going to be able to identify them by their hoots and howls. Pretty good time.
All right, and this will be the last thing we offer up this morning because there's no coming back from what I do next here on with Ron Rademacher from MichiganBackroads.com, and that's corsets, whips, and whiskey.
Okay,
wow.
We're going to skip the other stuff. Yeah, this is in Three Oaks, and we have to always get the beer on your show.
Well, of course,
so the Journeyman Distillery. That is the home of the Featherbone Corset Company. We talked about this last year.
Yeah, we did.
Or last spring, Corsets Whips Whiskey. They're having 30-plus breweries and meaderies in there this coming weekend.
All right, and if you want to find out more, you just go to MichiganBackroads.com. If you want to be part of this segment here on the Steve Gruber Show, to be heard statewide because you got something going on in your town or you've got an event you want to let everybody know about, go to MichiganBackroads.com. Talk to Ron about it. He'll get you on the program here. We'll work it out. Ron, always a pleasure, my friend.
Steve, good to talk to you, man. Have a great weekend.
You too. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see!
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion!
Thanks, Fashion On!
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt Us Kids.